The newly elected leader of the state Senate, John Flanagan, says making the property tax cap permanent is a top priority. Flanagan replaced former Senate leader Dean Skelos earlier in May after Skelos was charged with 6 counts of corruption. The Senate promptly approved a one-house bill to extend the 3-year-old tax cap indefinitely. Senator John Bonasik is from the Hudson Valley.
It helps the taxpayers. They are under assault.
Senator Bonasik says he'd like to see more action, though, on a related proposal to cut down on state government mandates for schools and local governments, which was supposed to be part of the tax cap plan but has not yet been enacted. Many Democrats in the Senate also voted for the One House proposal. Business leaders gathered with the public policy think tank, the Empire Center, to present their case to make the tax cap permanent. The Empire Center's E.J. McMahon, whose group co-wrote the study with the State Business Council's Public Policy Institute, says taxpayers may have saved as much as $7.6 billion since 2012.
Of course, it's impossible to say exactly what taxes would have been without the cap, because you'd have to imagine an alternative reality. But it's not unreasonable to illustrate by looking at what taxes would have been under a couple of different scenarios.
McMahon says the report draws on data from the State Education Department and Comptroller's Office about the average rates that school and other property taxes were rising in the years before the 2% per year tax cap took effect.
Over the 30 years before the tax cap was enacted, school taxes increased by an average of 6% a year. Now, that's really phenomenal when you keep in mind that's twice the inflation rate during that period.
McMahon says if you measure the tax rate since the 2008 recession, where school taxes increased at a lower rate, taxpayers still saved $1.3 billion since the cap took effect. He says the average tax increases since the law has been 2.2% per year, the lowest rate in recent state history.
That's a phenomenal change. I think it's really like a reset.
Ken Pulkowski with the Business Council says he can't point to any specific jobs or new economic development as a result of the tax cap. He says he knows of businesses who did not expand or move to the state because of high property taxes in the past. But he says most importantly, it helps change the reputation of New York as a high-tax state and puts it more in line with the rest of the nation and less of an outlier.
The real effect of the property tax cap is it's bringing us back to the pack, if you will, of the national norm.
The measure, even though it has many Democratic supporters in the legislature, is not fully backed by the majority of Democrats in the Assembly. Many from upstate and Long Island are backers, but most of the Democrats are from New York City, where property taxes are not a pressing issue. However, New York City members are concerned about renewing and even reforming New York City's rent laws. They are also temporary and set to expire on June 15th. The property tax is tied through related legislation to the rent laws. Supporters of making the cap permanent say they see room for negotiation there. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who is seeking reform of the rent laws, has been noncommittal so far on the tax cap, but he left the door open for talks.
That's something that's on their list, and so we'll see what happens when we discuss this.
Schools who must live under the tax cap are not fans of making it permanent. The teachers' union, which is close to Assembly Democrats, says the cap has squeezed school budgets and created more inequality. They have unsuccessfully fought the law in court. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.